Hello and welcome to these Little Moments podcast. I'm your host, Ryan Kasem. In this episode, I talk about the five things I wish I knew when I started working out. I dive into five things I wish I knew. But in this episode, I talk about nutrition, talk about supplements, I talk about trying to lose fat and gaining muscle at the same time, I talk about having a workout every day, and I talk about skipping leg day. So I hope you like it, hope you enjoy, and enjoy this episode of These Little Moments podcast. Thank you. Hello, and welcome to These Little Moments podcast. I'm your host, Ryan Kasem. It's good to be back. Happy February. It is the day after the Super Bowl, and if you are listening to this, the Chiefs won with a score of 31-20, beating the 49ers for Super Bowl 54. I am now an announcer. So in today's podcast, what we're talking about is things I wish I knew when I started working out. And my goal of this podcast, or at least this episode, is to give you some perspective if you're relatively new to working out or you've been working out yourself, just to give you some perspective on my mistakes, and if you're making similar mistakes, how you can change them and why you might want to. So with that being said, let's get started. So five things I wish I knew when I started working out. Number one, and these aren't in any particular order, but number one, don't skip leg day. That's right. You've probably heard this before. Don't skip leg day. And I shouldn't say that when I was younger, I skipped many leg days because I didn't for the most part. I get really started working out consistently when I was doing football in high school, playing in high school. And we had our football workout programs. And around the same time, my sophomore year, I was exercising with my mentor and strength coach, and then exercising with the football team after that additionally. So I was getting my workouts in. But in terms of doing squats, doing deadlifts, I was notorious for skipping squats, skipping deadlifts, mainly because I didn't like my form. The movement never felt right to me. That's kind of why. And it kind of, leg day had this stigma for me of, not being as important as it should be. And anybody who's played sports knows that your legs are probably the most important aspect to your training and your sport. Don't skip leg day. And the reason I can look back at this now and be like, yeah, obviously don't skip leg day, it's not because of any myths where you hear like, oh, if you do your legs, your testosterone increases or blah, blah, blah. It's literally because your legs are probably one of the most important parts of your body. Like, if you think about it, your glutes, primarily, that's just talking about your glutes are responsible for your stability. Your glutes are responsible for your posture, your ability to perform dynamic movements such as running or jumping, or even protecting your low back when you're sitting or in a squat or a deadlift. Your glutes are so important that don't skip leg day because if you skip leg day, you're skipping on the thing that you're literally standing on every day. The most common thing I see in my clients is either knee pain or low back pain. And the two can be directly correlated to having weak legs, and specifically weak glutes and weak hamstrings. So don't skip leg day because it's not as aesthetically pleasing. Do the legs, because that's what's going to save you when you're like 30, 40, 50, 60, 80, and your low back's giving out. So don't skip leg day because it's the most functional part of your movement every day. Don't skip it. All right. With that being said, I'm sure you're running to the gym to go do some legs, hopefully. Don't be that person who has skinny legs and a really big upper body, please. Number two, you don't have to work out every day. And this was the biggest mind fuck for me, because I actually had started my fitness journey working out about 3 days a week, mostly because, I was getting driven to the gym by my parents. It wasn't really in my control. But I really started working out more towards 6 days a week, sometimes 7 days a week when I was in college. And the reason for that was because I thought you would gain more progress from that. I thought that, hey, if I always work out, I'm going to make twice as much progress as the guy who only works out 3 days a week. And I was wrong. I would say I seriously stopped lifting 6 days a week back in 2017. And the reason being was because, one, I was dog tired. I was having a really hard time recovering from my workouts. I felt that I wasn't getting the most out of my workouts, and I lost my mojo. Austin Powers, I lost my mojo to work out. My mojo to work out was gonzo. And you've probably been there where you're like, last thing I want to do is go to the freaking gym. Like, I don't want to go to the gym. And for someone who loves working out, myself, that was alarming because the gym at one point was like my sanctuary. That's why I originally started working out 6 days a week, because I love the feeling of exercise and strength training and lifting weights and all of that. But once my mojo started to leave me, I said, okay, something's got to change. And that's when I switched over to 4 days a week training. So that's 4 days a week strength training that I do a lower body workout, an upper body workout, and I repeat that. And now I have about 2, 3 days of rest. Sometimes I'll do a 5th day workout if I have good energy. But I feel so much more amazing now that I have more rest days, and now that my body's able to recover, and now that I actually look forward to going to the gym, and my strength has increased. I actually feel like I've developed more muscles since including more rest days, which makes complete sense. Because if you think about it, your body doesn't build muscle while you're working out. Long pause, because you need to hear that. Your body does not build muscle when you're working out. In fact, you're doing the opposite. You're tearing your muscle down when you're working out. And if you think about it, your body really builds muscle when you're away from the gym, when you're resting, when you are fueling your body with proper calories and protein to help it recover, when you're sleeping, when your body actually does most of your muscle building process. That's when you're building muscle, not when you're in the gym 6, 7 days a week working out for 21 days in a row. You're no shit, you're having a hard time recovering. No shit, you're not seeing as much progress you want because you're inducing so much stress on your body. You need rest. Like, rest is incredibly important. I think it's really underrated. A lot of people forget about that. So you don't have to work out every day. Please stop. Please look into doing, if you're doing 6 days a week, start with five. If you're doing 7 days a week, start with six. Slowly decrease the amount of days you're working out. I recommend 3, 4 days of work, late 3 to 4 days a week. I can't talk. 3 to 4 days a week working out, and that's awesome. If you want to get a 5th day in, cool. Just make sure you're listening to your body, making sure you're listening to its cues, whether you need to rest that day, whether you have energy that day, you should work out. There's a lot of things that you learn as you go along this process, and that's one of the things I learned. Number three, stop trying to do both at once, Ryan. Now, what does this mean? Well, once upon a time, Ryan was trying to put on muscle and lose fat at the same time. Now you're saying, like, well, isn't that totally possible? Like, but yes, it is kind of possible, especially if you're very new to exercise and weight training. It's often called newbie gains when your body is under such a new stimulus of exercising that it will undergo dramatic changes in that first year that you're exercising. But when you become more advanced with your exercising, it becomes a lot harder to do that. That's why you see often you see people do cutting phases, which is, fat loss phase, or you see someone doing bulking phase, which is a surplus phase when they're trying to put on more muscle. There's reasons for this because yes, you technically can build muscle when in a deficit. It's extremely hard, and that's why it's often not recommended. Because the most optimal way to gain muscle is when your body's in a caloric surplus, meaning that your body is ingesting more calories than it needs to maintain its weight. Don't do both at once. Don't try to be like Ryan, because all you're really doing is spinning your wheels. If you dedicate time to eating in a surplus, if your goal is to put on muscle, dedicate at least 3 months. 3 months of a surplus, and then you could always go to a fat loss phase. You can always lose weight. You can always lose weight. Don't do both at once. I remember my senior year in college, that's exactly what I tried to do. And I wasted a lot of time doing that. Looking back on it now, I guess it's kind of a good thing because I learned from it. But I wasted a lot of time trying to do both at the same time, trying to lose fat and trying to build muscle at the same time. Don't do that. Please learn from my mistakes. Dedicate time for each phase in your life. It's very much possible. You can do it. Number four. Supplements actually do 1% of what you want, not 99% of what you want. Now, someone please go back in time to 2012 when Ryan was heavily investing into bodybuilding.com, purchasing all the supplements in the world to try to take advantage of whatever the hell I was trying to do. Again, remember, when I was in college, I was trying to do fat loss and muscle gain at the same time. And I thought, well, because what I was told was supplements are extremely helpful. You see it all the time. You still see it now. Like, oh, use this fat burner to lose fat. Use this magic pill to grow muscle. It's like, no. Stop. Supplements, in actuality, there's very few that are scientifically proven to work. One of those being creatine. That is the most researched supplement on the market that actually proves to work. And by that I mean it helps you recover quicker. And if you recover quicker, you could essentially get stronger and gain muscle. So creatine works. That's the only supplement I typically recommend for my clients, and it's not even necessary for you to hit any of your goals. And I think that's the most important part. Supplements are not necessary. That's what I used to believe. I rarely use supplements now. The only thing I use now is really protein powder, when I want to add protein to my oatmeal or my pancakes. Or I'll use creatine occasionally. I really don't use it too much anymore because it dehydrates the crap out of me. But don't believe everything you hear about supplements. They are not going to be the edge that you need to lose your fat. They're not going to be the edge that you need to get ahead in the gym. That's really going to come from your exercise program and your nutrition, which leads me into number five. Nutrition is everything. I'm going to say that one more time. Nutrition is everything. From the wise Susan Niebergall, nutrition is the driver, exercise is the passenger. Exercise is your friend that sticks their ass out the window as you're driving on the road trip. They're having fun, they might be getting a good sweat from the sunbeams on their ass, but they're not driving the car. They're not taking you to that really cool place that you wanted to go. Nutrition is. Your nutrition is everything. You want to lose fat? That starts with your nutrition. You want to gain muscle? That starts with your nutrition. You want to maintain your weight? That's your nutrition. Do you want to lower your blood pressure? Nutrition. Do you see where I'm getting at, people? Your nutrition is everything, literally everything. And this is something I wish younger Ryan realized sooner, because I used to be a chronic binger. I used to be Mr. Clean Eating Monday through Friday. Once Saturday, Sunday hit, alcohol, Ramen noodles, Girl Scout cookies, Ben and Jerry's ice cream, whole specialty pizzas to myself. I'm not even joking. That was like a Sunday for me. And I would wonder why I wasn't seeing my goals. I never tracked my calories. I never knew how much protein I was intaking. I really didn't see aesthetic progress until I graduated college and started tracking my macros, started tracking my calories. That's literally when I started noticing everything because I took a deeper look into my nutrition. What was I eating? Why was I not gaining muscle? Am I not taking the right supplements? Am I not working out enough? Am I not doing enough leg days to increase testosterone? Ryan, Ryan, Ryan. It all started with your nutrition. That's it. Nutrition. And that's why this is number five, because number five literally wraps up everything I was trying to do when I was younger. Everything. Nutrition, nutrition, nutrition. So, if any of these resonate you, and by resonate you, I mean resonate with you, it's okay. You can grow from it. I hope you do. I hope, right, just from listening to this, you're like, holy crap, that's a me too thing. Why am I skipping leg day? Oh, I have low back pain. I should probably start doing my legs. I am working out every day. Am I working out every day because I want to make more progress quickly? Am I working out every day because I'm scared of gaining fat? Am I trying to do both at once? Am I trying to lose fat and gain muscle at the same time? Am I relying too much on supplements? And do I even place any focus on nutrition? All of these are incredibly super duper important, and they all start with your nutrition. If you hear people in the background yelling, that would be my aunt and my mom. They are quite loud. They're quite loud, but I love them. Anyways, that is the five things I wish I knew when I started working out. And I really wish I did. But I really am grateful for the journey that I've had so far because you learn along the way. And I wouldn't be who I am if I didn't do all this stupid shit. And I wouldn't be able to put myself in your shoes if I wasn't in your shoes before. So that is it. That's all I have to say. So if you like this episode, please, 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 please rate this on iTunes, on the Apple Store. Give it 5 stars if you super duper enjoyed it. Give it 1 star if you thought this was a bad episode and Ryan, you should get fired. Fired. Who's your boss, Ryan? Who's your boss? I'm the boss. I'm the boss. Please give it 5 stars. You can rate it on the Apple Store, 5 stars. And share it with your friends if you think they need to listen to this. And if you want to reach me, you can do so at Body by Ryan Fitness on Instagram. My YouTube channel is Ryan Kasem. Life is good. And yeah. That's pretty much all I have to say. So, thank you for listening. I love you. Hope you have a great day. And I hope the Giants are in the Super Bowl next year. That's all I have to say. Love you. Talk to you later.